Once again, gas prices are on the rise across the U.S., despite an increase in supply and decreased consumer demand. Since early February, the average price of gas has risen by more than 28 cents per gallon, breaking records for the price of gasoline during this time period in the winter season. As of March 7th, the average price of gas was up to $3.76 per gallon. Although prices ended their steep climb in early March, oil market analysts predict the price of gasoline will continue to rise and eventually could peak at an average $4.25 per gallon by late April. The highest gas prices seen in the U.S. were set in the summer of 2008 when consumers paid $4.11 per gallon. As the Republican presidential primary campaign continues, GOP candidates have been on the attack, blaming President Obama for the gas price spike and dusting off their "drill baby drill" slogan from the 2008 election. But with supplies up and demand down, many observers are attributing the gas price hike to Wall Street speculation on the crude oil futures market. Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and other Wall Street traders have long been dominant players in the oil markets. Your reporter spoke with Tyson Slocum, director of Public Citizens Energy Program, who discusses the triggers for this latest round of gas price hikes and the role the government's Commodity Futures Trading Commission could play in reining in speculation on the oil futures market.
American drivers have taken 500,000 barrels of oil out of the market every day over the last year by driving less. Americans are responding to higher prices in this tough economic time, and the laws of supply and demand typically say that when people are using dramatically less energy or fuel, that prices should go down. And instead, Americans are being met with their thrift and their conservation and their environmentalism with ever-increasing prices. Now, what's very interesting to note here is that at the same time that Americans have been taking 500,000 barrels of oil out of the market a day by driving less, the oil industry has responded by turning the United States into the largest exporter of refined gasoline and diesel in the world. We're also producing more crude oil in the United States every day than we have since 2001. And so this mantra that we hear from a very well-funded campaign by the American Petroleum Institute, which is the lobbying arm of big oil in America, and by factually challenged presidential candidates like Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney, what they say is, we're not producing enough oil where the Obama administration is inhibiting getting supplies to the market. But the cold, hard facts are that our market should be oversupplied, but the industry is exporting the product. Now then we turn to the crude oil markets, which is important because crude oil determines many aspects of the price of a gallon of gasoline and other petroleum products. And what you see here, in the words of the top energy regulator in the United States, is that 85% of the crude oil trading market in America is driven by speculative interests rather than those interests that have a physical delivery component to their business of oil or gasoline. So what that means is that Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley and Barclays Bank and the other large financial institutions are treating crude oil markets and rumors about Iran or whatever else as a personal casino, but a casino where they control the house. And so it's a game of Texas Hold'em that the American consumer can't possibly win.
Tyson, a lot of commentators are attributing the most recent spike in gasoline prices to jitters about a possible war or a blockage of oil from the Middle East via a conflict between the United States, Israel, and Iran. How much of the price spike is actually attributable to war jitters, in your view?
That's the public justification, but the traders at Goldman Sachs don't know any more than we do. They're sitting around a table, and they're speculating, okay? I saw the same thing in 2006, 2005, 2007. There'd be a bombing in Iraq, and the price of oil would go up $2, even though at the time we weren't getting a drop of Iraqi oil. The fact is that there's a long established record of these Wall Street financial firms using due competitive market. I wrote a letter to Congress and to the federal government back in September simply asking that the largest speculators in the oil markets be publicly identified, that we identify how big of a position they have in these markets and the individual trading names, the Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley. And this ran in the Wall Street Journal article, and I can't tell you how many panicked calls Congress got from Wall Street fighting tooth and nail any effort to publicly list names, because they'd be embarrassed. It would be a public relations disaster to know how much of the oil market Goldman Sachs controls. So they say, oh, it's proprietary market information. The public doesn't have a right to know this. They're wrong. We have a right to know who the entities are making themselves rich at our expense. That ought to be a matter of public record, and it's an outrage that it isn't.
Tyson, under the Dodd-Frank finance reform law, there's something called the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. What role could they play in reining in these prices and the speculation that causes it among those speculators on Wall Street?
The federal agency that's in charge of regulating speculation in commodity markets, it's called the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. I actually serve on an advisory committee. And Dodd-Frank was very clear. It said CFTC shall set limits on the size of the market that speculators can hold. Now, a public citizen, we filed comments and we said no one entity, be it Goldman Sachs or Koch Industries, should control more than 5% of the market. Kind of like an antitrust authority. The CFTC, under heavy lobbying from Wall Street, put a level at 20%. So no one entity can control more than one-fifth of the market. We thought that was way too high. Regardless, Wall Street, two of its trade associations, filed a lawsuit saying that the position limits were going to be too harmful to their business. It was going to harm them financially, and they asked the judge for a stay to stop this impending regulation, because the regulations haven't taken effect yet. And it looks like the judge is going to grant that request. And this is the insanity where Congress writes a law that is plain and simple. Big banks control too much of the commodity market. Let's limit their positions, and Wall Street is going to get its way. That's an outrage.
That was Tyson Slocum, Director of Public Citizens Energy Program. Find links to additional articles and commentary dealing with reasons behind the latest gas price spike by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.